It's a cold night. Something is stirring in the air, and the sheep are restless. Then suddenly a choir of angels appear, singing songs of praise to the newborn king. A bright shining star leads you to a small humble shack, a barn where animals live behind the inn. And there they are, a child and his mother. A king is born. The long-awaited Messiah spoken of by the prophets is finally here. The Redeemer of humanity has come into the world on this day. But what day is this? Is it truly December 25th? Or was that date chosen to offset the pagan winter solstice, to compete with Saturnalia? Is Christmas pagan? The answer might surprise you. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Teresa, Max Roberts, Primus, and Aaron Parsons. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Surely you've heard the claim, Jesus wasn't really born on December 25th. The Catholic Church decided to celebrate it then to compete with pagan festivals centered around the winter solstice and the Roman holiday of Saturnalia, which has nothing to do with the winter solstice. But is this true? No. Despite the popularity of this myth, often put forward not just by modern pagans and non-religious people, but some academics and even Christians, the Catholic Church did not select December 25th to celebrate the birth of our Lord as some act of pagan cultural appropriation. The Church celebrates Christmas on December 25th because the early Christians believed that was his actual birth date. Hans J. Hildebrand, a professor emeritus of history and religion at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, wrote, "The precise origin of assigning December 25th as the birth of Jesus is unclear. The New Testament provides no clues in this regard. December 25th was first identified as the date of Jesus' birth by Sextus Julius Africanus in 221 AD. And later became the universally accepted date. One widespread explanation of the origin of this date is that December 25th was the Christianization of Deus Solis Invictus Nati, day of the birth of the unconquered sun, a holiday in the Roman Empire that celebrated the winter solstice as a symbol of the resurgence of the sun, the casting away of winter, and the heralding of the rebirth of spring and summer. One of the difficulties with this view is that it suggests a nonchalant willingness on the part of the Christian Church to appropriate a pagan festival when the early Church was so intent on distinguishing itself categorically from pagan beliefs and practices. A second view suggests that December 25th became the date of Jesus' birth by a priori reasoning that identified the spring equinox as the date of the creation of the world and the fourth day of creation, when the light was created, as the day of Jesus' conception, March 25th. December 25th, 9 months later, then became the date of Jesus' birth. It was a popular belief in the early Church that the fourth day of creation, which completed the creation of the world, was the spring equinox. In other words, when the world was created, it began spring, and the date on the Roman calendar was believed to be March 25th. They reasoned that Christ was conceived on March 25th and also died on March 25th. As stated, this is confirmed by Sextus Julius Africanus in 221 AD, as well as Hippolytus of Rome in 235 AD, Gregory Thermagoetus around 270 AD in his homily on the Annunciation, and De Pascha Computus 243 AD, or Pseudo-Cyprian, which puts the conception of Christ in the spring, dating it March 28th, believing his conception to coincide with the fall, not the completion of the world, which would be the eighth day, but this was a minority opinion. The majority view was that Christ was conceived on March 25th. This would put his birth 9 months later on December 25th. Hippolytus of Rome comes out and says this in his commentary on the book of Daniel around 211 AD. Quote, "For the first advent of our Lord in the flesh, when he was born in Bethlehem, was December 25th. So as you can see, the placement of Christmas on December 25th has nothing to do with appropriating pagan culture to make assimilation easier for them, as is commonly claimed, and has everything to do with the early Christians actually believing this was the birth date of Christ. But isn't it strange that Christmas just happens to coincide with the winter solstice and the Roman holiday Saturnalia? Are you really saying the placement of Christmas has nothing to do with that? Well, Saturnalia was on December 17th and the winter solstice on December 20th or 21st. Notice none of those dates are December 25th. If Christmas was meant to replace one of those pagan holidays, then why is it not celebrated on one of those dates? The celebration of Saturnalia looks nothing like the celebration of Christmas. It doesn't celebrate his birth, but rather his breaking out of prison and causing havoc for a few days. During the one and then later 3 days of Saturnalia, masters served the slaves, and there was a lot of drinking, gambling, and debauchery. And interestingly, there was no Greco-Roman celebration of the winter solstice, which is one of the main claims as to why December 25th was chosen to replace pagan celebrations of the winter solstice. But those pagans didn't become a factor for the church until well after 351 AD, when Pope Julius I established the Feast of the Nativity. And the Romans had a lot of gods and a lot of feast days, so celebrating the birth of Christ on any day of the calendar would end up on or close to some pagan feast day. So it was not so much a coincidence as it was inevitable. What about Sol Invictus, the pagan celebration of the unconquered sun? It was celebrated on December 25th. Yes, but the earliest mention of Sol Invictus on December 25th is in 354 AD, after the establishment of Christmas on December 25th. So it is more likely that Sol Invictus copied Christmas in an attempt to save the dying pagan religion when Christianity began to take over. And Sol was a minor god in the Roman pantheon, and December 25th a minor celebration for Sol. The ones in August and especially October were more important. Why would Christians put Christmas on December 25th to compete with a minor celebration for a minor god? Well, we know that all the trappings of Christmas, like the Christmas tree, Santa Claus, the Yule log, were all stolen from Norse pagan holidays like Yule. Do we, though? Or is this, again, a popular myth? First of all, if it is true, I don't have a problem with it, because the worship of Christ on Christmas is not through house decorations, but through the Mass. And if we have to shed our society of any and all leftover paganism, we're going to have to get rid of the days of the week. The days of the week are pagan and named for the most part after Anglo-Saxon gods, which are the same as the Norse gods, but the names are a little different. Sunday is the sun's day, Monday is the moon's day, Tuesday is the god Tuesday's day, Wednesday is Woden or Odin's day, Thursday is Thor's day, Friday is Frigg or Freya's day, and Saturday is Saturn's day. But the reality is, this accusation too is false. Santa Claus is based on the Christian saint, Saint Nicholas, and we know almost nothing about Yule. We know there was feasting and drinking, and that it lasted for 3 days, starting around December 20th or 21st. Again, not December 25th. We don't even know if the Yule log was associated with it. The first mention of a log for Christmas was in the 16th century, and it was called a Christmas log. Later, it was called a Yule log, probably because calling something Yule was a way of making it seem old in the 19th century, sort of like saying ye old. And the Christmas tree is much younger than you think. There are mentions of what might be decorated trees in Tallinn, Estonia, for a dance at the town hall in 1441 and in front of a hospital in Freiburg in 1419. But the earliest mentions of a Christmas tree are 1521 in Sollstadt, Alsace, a region in France, and Strasbourg Cathedral in 1539. There is zero documentation of pagans putting up indoor fir trees and decorating them for midwinter. So as you can see, Christmas, just like Halloween, is not Christian appropriation of pagan culture. Christmas, from the celebration date to the decorations, is Catholic. Until my next video, God bless. Thank you.